You're listening to SBS News.
24-year-old African refugee Sisu Saidi has always had her sights set on learning to swim after her family fled their home in the Democratic Republic of Congo when the war broke out.
I grew up in a refugee camp, and you know it's fenced. You can't get out of that of the camp. And so there isn't much opportunity to learn how to swim if you did not come in the camp with a skill already. So when you come outside of the camp, you come straight to Australia. It's the first time you are exposed to, you know, this kind of freedom, and you want to explore that freedom, but it comes with its, you know, disadvantages as well if you don't know how to swim.
Cecile has joined Surf Life Saving South Australia's On the Same Wave program, a swim safety education program held at the pool and at the beach to help reduce drownings. Participants are taught to swim, how to be beach safe, and how to identify rips and strong currents. All of the qualified swimming instructors are migrants themselves, including Behzad Puradab, who fled his home in Iran in a wooden boat to Australia with 169 people in 2013 and couldn't swim. He can clearly remember when he nearly drowned once on Australian shores twice, but is now breaking down cultural barriers to ensure the same thing doesn't happen to others.
It happened twice. One was in my river. I was canoeing with a group of friends, but my canoe went crossway behind the boat and I rolled over. Even I had a life jacket because I was terrifying after drowning. That made it even harder for me to survive. So luckily they jumped in and they helped me. That was a bad memory I had. And the second was I was at Marion Swimming Center. I was went on a slide. I didn't know how deep the water is. I dropped in and they had to jump in and rescue me.
Over the last 10 years, almost half of the drowning incidents in Australia have involved people from overseas. Something Surf Life Saving CEO Damien Maragon wants to change through programs like this. He wants all to be beach ready this summer.
We are preparing for a spike. Numbers here again in South Australia were down a little bit in the last 12 months, but historically what we know is every single summer after a low summer we get a spike. And then when you overlay that with the current environment where people are going to be travelling to locations within the state, we think that this summer we're going to be on red alert the whole time.
Four migrants have drowned along the popular Glenelg Beach in Adelaide over the past 6 years, prompting a coronial inquest and calls for more safety programs for people that haven't grown up around Australian beaches. Cecile Saidi says the drownings made an impact on her community.
And that for me became like a wake-up call, and all my friends as well in the community, in the African community anyway. That became a wake-up call for everyone, and everyone was, you know, like, oh, Cecile, I understand that, you know, you are involved in swimming, like, how can we get involved? So I think those two drownings really got people to realise that, you know, oh, we are in Australia, we are surrounded by water, and, you know, we need to learn how to be safe in water.
And Behzad Puradab says you can't underestimate the dangers.
When I came here, all I could see was the water and how to have fun. But basically, there is a knowledge behind water and you have to be aware of. That's why I highly recommend to people who are going to come here, learn about water safety. And luckily we have enough resources for everyone to learn how to learn water safety. And it is one of the super important key I would recommend to everyone.
Mr. Puradab and other surf lifesavers now teaching one stroke at a time to prevent another tragedy this summer. Samantha Oakley, SBS News.